Maya protocol halts network. After 1.7 matters, exploit chains, 6 bugs. Maya protocol stopped its network on August 19, 2026, after an attacker strung together 6 separate smart contract bugs into a single coordinated exploit that drained roughly $1.7 million in assets, according to a Cointelegraph alert citing the incident. The halt froze cross-chain activity while the team investigated the breach. The detail that stands out is not the dollar figure, it is the method. The attacker did not find one catastrophic hole. They found 6 smaller ones and chained them, using the output of each flaw as the setup for the next, until the combined path let them move value out that no single bug could have released on its own. 6 small flaws, 1 large loss. Individual bugs in a protocol are common. Most get caught in review, patched quietly, or sit dormant because they cannot be reached without a specific set of conditions. A chained exploit works differently. It treats those isolated, low-severity findings as building blocks and assembles them into a route that the original developers never modeled. That is precisely the class of attack that standard audits struggle with. A reviewer scoring findings one at a time can rate all 6 issues as minor and still miss that they compose into a critical path. Severity ratings measure blast radius in isolation. They rarely measure what happens when several minor issues line up in sequence. The $1.7 million total is modest by the standards of the largest DeFi hacks, some of which have run into the hundreds of millions. But smaller drains from compounding logic errors are arguably more instructive because they show the failure mode rather than just the scale. This was not a stolen private key or a phishing attack on an admin. It was the code doing exactly what it was written to do across 6 steps the authors never intended to connect. The halt is the safeguard, not the fix. Stopping the network is the correct immediate response, and it is one of the few real levers a protocol team has once an exploit is live. Freezing activity caps the bleeding, prevents copycats from replaying the same path, and buys time to patch. The trade-off is that a halt also freezes legitimate users, which is a direct reminder that decentralized and unstoppable are not the same thing. A chain that can be paused by its operators has a centralized emergency brake, whatever its marketing says. For anyone holding assets on a cross-chain protocol, the practical lesson is exposure timing. Funds parked in a protocol's contracts are only as safe as its least tested code path. Value held in self-custody wallets that you bridge in only when you need it carries less standing risk than value that sits inside a live protocol waiting to be moved. Counterparty and smart contract risk are not abstractions here. When the network halts, your ability to withdraw halts with it. Audit rigor under the microscope again. Every incident like this puts the audit model back under scrutiny. A single pass before launch, scoring findings in isolation, is increasingly out of step with how attackers actually work. Chained exploits reward patience and creativity over raw skill, and they specifically target the gaps between individually acceptable findings. The more durable defenses are the ones that assume composition. Formal verification of critical invariance, continuous review rather than a one-time sign-off, adversarial testing that explicitly tries to combine known minor issues, and meaningful bug bounties that make responsible disclosure more profitable than exploitation. None of these are new ideas. Maya Protocol's halt is a reminder that the gap between knowing the defense and funding it is where losses live. For the broader ecosystem, the takeaway is uncomfortable, but simple. The next large loss may not come from a single overlooked vulnerability. It may come from a handful of small ones that nobody thought were worth connecting.